powerful and captivating. They keep you hooked onto every word. The speakers on the TED stage are confident, powerful, and persuasive. So, what is it that makes these TED Talks so inspiring? What are the secrets of delivering a powerful TED Talk? And more importantly, how can you use those secrets to make your presentations more powerful, dynamic, and engaging? To try to answer these questions, I studied over 200 of the best TED Talks. I broke each TED Talk down in terms of structure, message, and delivery. So, what did I discover? What was the magic ingredient that made a TED Talk captivating? What was it that made the best TED Talks inspiring, which is a word that is often associated with TED? Here's what I discovered. After studying over 200 TED Talks, the one commonality among all the great TED Talks is that they contain stories. Essentially, the best speakers on the TED stage were the ones who had mastered the art of storytelling. They had mastered how to craft and present their stories in a way that allowed them to share their message with the world without seeming like they were lecturing their audience. That's just one of the advantages of stories. They allow you to share your message without your audience feeling like you're preaching to them, which in turn makes it easier for them to accept your message. In this short course, you're going to learn how to use stories to make your presentations engaging and inspiring. You'll learn how to craft stories that keep your audience mesmerized. You'll also learn how to use stories to make your message memorable. By the time you finish this course, you will have picked up 23 principles on how to create stories that keep your audiences hooked onto your every word. Whether you are giving a TED Talk or a corporate presentation, you'll be able to apply the principles from this course to make your next talk a roaring success. Ready? Let's get started. In a nutshell, the one thing that all great TED speakers have in common is that they are master storytellers. Chapter 2. The Story Start. How many speakers have you seen that hooked you into their presentation within the first 30 seconds? How many times have you attended a presentation and within the first 30 seconds thought, "Wow, this is going to be good"? Not many? Don't worry. As a public speaking coach, one of the questions I get asked most often is, "What's the best way to begin my presentation? How do I open my speech?" The opening of a presentation is one of the most important parts of the presentation. If you don't grab your audience's attention within the first 30 seconds, they are going to mentally tune out of it, and it's going to be very difficult to bring them back. You only get one chance at making a first impression, so you better utilize it well. I've seen too many speakers open their presentations in boring, dull, and lifeless ways. The most common and thus boring opening is, "Thank you for inviting me. My name is XYZ, and I want to talk to you about..." This opening literally sucks the excitement out of the room. If your audience members were excited about listening to you, they certainly aren't going to be after that opening. So, what is the best way to open a speech? You've probably guessed it. Open with a story. In her great TED Talk, titled "The Power of Introverts," Susan Cain masterfully hooked her audience into her speech with the following opening. By the way, I highly encourage you to watch her speech if you haven't already. Watch it at akashkorea.com/Susan. So how did Susan open her TED Talk? She began by saying, "When I was 9 years old, I went off to summer camp for the first time, and my mother packed me a suitcase full of books, which to me seemed like a perfectly natural thing to do, because in my family, reading was the primary group activity. And this might sound antisocial to you, but for us, it was really just a different way of being social. You have the animal warmth of your family sitting right next to you, but you are also free to go roaming around the adventure land inside your own mind. And I had this idea that camp was going to be just like this, but better." Analyzing the effect a presentation has on you is a fantastic way to learn what works and what doesn't when it comes to public speaking. Therefore, just having heard Susan's TED Talk opening, consider how it made you feel. Did it arouse your curiosity? Did it invoke any memories? Did it draw you into the rest of the presentation? Introductory remarks are boring. Notice how Susan doesn't open her speech with introductory remarks. She doesn't bore her audience with an introduction of herself. The introducer, MC, should be the one who introduces you before you get up on stage. She doesn't bore her audience with gratitude.